The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Ow, it's a Christmas
and
song.
Since we've no place to go.
All right, I'll do it.
Let
me
it
and Justin
snow,
will sit down.
Snow,
I've got to redo all the music of the show.
Man,
I'm sorry.
It doesn't show
it's snowing.
It's, I know. It's
snowing.
Not quite
that's
snow.
Point.
I go out. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Al. I go out 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. I go out. They tell me storm coming in. I stay over tonight. I had a great time, by the way, with Margo and John Catsimatidis. And thank you to Margo and John, the royalty of New York, my dear friends. We had such a great time. We went to a Greek restaurant. And see, Piscopo is a Greek name. You don't know that. I think all the Italian Episcopo means what? Yes, Bishop. That's right. Joey Bishop talking to you on the radio right here. So thank you, Margo and John and Jerry Crowley, our boss, actually paid for dinner. So thank you. Thank you, boss. But we had a great time with the Catsimatidis. And I'm glad for that reason alone that I stayed overnight. That I stayed overnight. Because me, I go home as soon as I stay over. This always happens to me. And good morning. We have a lot to talk about in this weather. Oh, yeah, a storm's coming in. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. So every time I stay, because, you know, I'm such a, the dork dad. Call me what you will. Dedicated dad, whatever you will. I'm a dad savant, you know. I just worry about my kids all the time. So I think, well, I'll stay in the city. Okay, I'll stay in the city. And we had the best dinner. It was great. Then I get back. Oh, Dad, are you at the house? Meaning, am I home? Am I at the house? Well, my Mikey. No, Mikey, I'm in New York, but if you want to go there, I'll have somebody watch you. And every time I take, it's so hard. That's like my whole career I've dedicated to the children. I guess as it should be, right? So now I'm thinking, I'm looking at the clock, 6:07, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what I'll do? Maybe I may just shoot home, because I thought that we were going to have Armageddon storm like now. That's what they kept telling us, and they kept pushing it. Not to make light of it, by the way, because I think for sure it's going to come in really soon, and we'll break it all down for you when it comes in, which is going to be a little bit later in a couple hours. But what did I do? Because I say, now I'm staying in New York. Now we lock in the dinner with the Catsimatidis. This is going to be a nice night in New York. I walk over to Modell's. Oh, yes, I do. And I go to my friend Mitchell Modell's right there on Broadway, right there. And I saw Bruni and all the gals over there. And I bought, like, boots. And as we speak, I will shoot it out on Twitter in a second. I had boots. I got jeans for $19. Excuse, you got to go to Mo's. For $19 jeans that I'm wearing, you got to go to Mo's. I mean, really. And then I got a sweatshirt. I'm layered. And I'm very actually sweating as we speak. I got Nike this, Nike that. I got the under thing. I'm thinking Armageddon. I'm going to be going through a blowing blizzard, boom. Not yet. It's really beautiful outside. The wind is cool. It's a light rain, but we don't want to make light of it because it is going to get very, very tough. A state of emergency in New Jersey. It was about four or five days late. And you all right there, Frankie? And I don't mean to make light of it, but it's going to be a bad storm coming up, and we will walk you through every step of the way. I just thought they kept, they've really been pretty accurate, and Joe Lumberg called it. But I guess in a couple hours it'll get bad. So I think I'll just shoot home and then take my chances and then go to my medical procedure tomorrow. What a week. It's been a nuts week. Then on Friday I'm doing something. Then Saturday we're doing something. As you know, we're going with Tony LoBianchi. We're excited about that at the Saccone Theater. So it's a busy, busy week for Daddy. Hey, good morning. Piscopo in the morning. So Gary Cohn leaves the White House. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. The whole administration's falling apart. Gary Cohn, National Council of Economic Advisor, within the Trump administration, didn't agree with the president on this tariff situation. However, he was leaving anyway. You know, he was going to go out. He was leaving anyway. Don't they do this as a resume thing? I work for the president, and then they go into the private sector, and they make $1 zillion. Isn't that the way politics works? Like that. So Gary Cohn stepped away. We're not really surprised at that, but other people are stepping away. And it seems to be they're saying, oh, the Trump administration is in total disarray. And I don't know that it happens in a year. It happens in every administration, maybe not to the degree now, but I'm not really that concerned about it. And now the Justice Department, this is a big story. The Justice Department sues California over interference with immigration enforcement. So that means the DOJ is going after California, because remember the Oakland mayor said, oh, she gave a heads up, ICE is coming in. I mean, it's like, you know, being like the look, what they call this, be the lookout, you know, the lookout for the person that's going to come in and commit the crime. That's what this Oakland mayor did. They're just trying to get out the folks that broke the law, that are in the country illegally, and she gives a heads up. So now the DOJ is going after the whole state of California. And somebody said it best, and I wish I can give credit, goes, why doesn't California just be part of Mexico? And then, you know, we wouldn't have any problem. But I like California, and, you know, but it's getting so crazy, a socialist out there, the whole state, and that, how do you do it? I guess you sue them. Hey, you know what I wanted to, I hate to report this to you, but this is an epidemic, and I don't know why. And a good morning. It's Piscopo in the morning. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, and Frankie is here. We're a little cold. Albert's here. We're all here. Joseph Belius here. We're locked and loaded for you. And we're going to break down this snowstorm, exactly what's happening. But a Missouri police officer was killed, two others wounded in shooting. Why is this? It continues to happen. See, I would like Congress to get a handle on this as opposed to the Russia collusion. I would like to hear every night on the news, Russian collusion, Gary Cohn, Nuremberg. Rather than that, I'd like to hear them say, how do we keep our kids safe in schools and how do we protect our police officers? That's what I would like to see. Look, at least one Missouri police officer was killed. Look at that. Two other officers were wounded in a shooting Tuesday night at a home about 75 miles outside of Kansas City. Missouri State Highway Patrolman Bill Lowe said at a news conference, they don't have the identity of the slain police officer, said early Wednesday at the Clinton County 9/11 Center received a call late Tuesday where two women could be heard screaming in the background. You know, these are domestic violence calls. Did you ever think that police would be killed? If you're a cop and you're listening, first of all, thank you for your service. Second of all, God, you got to wear a SWAT. You got to wear a SWAT outfit before you go on a domestic violence call. Am I right? Is this crazy? So anyway, we got a lot to talk about this morning. 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael Goodwin's on the show this morning. And we got a great show for you today. And as my show list is here right there. You know, when I walk in, I have to ask every morning. I have to ask. And I'm not complaining, but I am complaining. And it's good. Oh, I got it right there in front. Frankie put it in front of me. Thank you. And we're going to talk. But I don't. There should be water. I asked for water. We got nothing. I got to order breakfast. Now, of course, I run out of cash because that's all I do is give my money away because I'm Mr. Big Shot Tipper, especially when they recognize me. Joe Piscopo, right? Hi, here's $20. It's like I'm bribing people to say nice things about me. Hey, Joe. I love Johnny Dangerously. That was my favorite. It's $40 there. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell me? I'll empty my wallet. If you compliment me enough, I'll empty my wallet to you. I don't. So. I come in, I got to go to get the ATM because I'm empty on cash. I couldn't even tip the Coke girl. I said to the Coke girl last night, because I always do. I always give too much money, and I never carry enough cash around like that because I'm always giving it away. And the Coke girl was so nice. Her name was Mimosa, like the drink Mimosa. So I over there, I said, I'm coming back, and I'm tipping you because I have no cash. I actually told this girl that. She thought I was like nuts. Okay, please leave now. You're a strange man. Please go away. John Davin's going to join us. Thank you, Fred Burrows, chief meteorologist for New York One. Arthur Idella. So, excuse me. I see Big Al tweets out about this Joseph Prococo trial. And someone asked me on the phone. You called up and you said, what do you think? How the Prococo trial? This is the close aide to Governor Cuomo, who I don't, you know, you can't, he took bribes. They're alleging he did everything bad. So, I'm saying people are tired of these witch hunts. And I'm just saying, is it a witch hunt? I don't know. And I said, well, you know, what Arthur said, Arthur Adela said about Bob Menendez, you know, you got to watch this because people are tired of it. And you know what? You could blame SpongeBob Mueller. Thank you, Charlie Finch. You could blame the Democrats going after Donald Trump for the coup. It's all fake. It's all made up. It is, and you know it, and I know it. Now, when they go after somebody else, you go, nah, that's just a witch hunt. By the district attorney, by the U.S. attorney. It's not just a witch hunt. And that's what I'm feeling about the Prococo trial. And forgive me, I may be wrong, but I said, I don't think this guy's going to get convicted. Boom. Now we're talking there may be a hung jury here. So Al tweeted it out, and I retweeted saying, oh, that's what me and Five Burrows said yesterday. I'm just saying. But Arthur Idala, he knows better than anybody. Star criminal defense attorney, former Brooklyn prosecutor, and he'll break that down for us. John Katzmatidis, by the way, at 6:15, has a new show. There's a brand new show we're so excited about on the station. Now, I tell you about after Murano in the morning, John comes on Sundays, right? And I'm like an old soul, and I love radio, and I love that you listen. And people say, Joe, it's like you're talking to me. I am talking to you. We're gathering around our little kitchen table every morning, you know? And you're right there, and I know you're right there, and I love you. And I'm sending hugs through the airwaves, you know? But in the big, big show, I have to do with due respect to all of us on the station, is John Katzmatidis' show. It's 8:30, and Frankie produces it, you know, the Cats Roundtable, and it's so well-received, so well-respected. All the big guests are on with John, and now, every Wednesday, John Katz has his own very special show right here on AM 970, The Answer, Katz at Night. Oh, yeah, it debuts tonight, 5 p.m., right here on AM 970, The Answer. So all the guests, all the issues of the day, the great John Katzmatidis will break that down tonight at 5 p.m. You don't want to miss that. We'll be talking with John in the 8 o'clock hour. Michael Goodwin, how brilliant is Michael Goodwin? This man is so common sense, and we're just so pleased and privileged to have Mr. Goodwin on the show, chief political columnist for New York One, and he is just one of the brightest guys out there. Michael will join us. We'll break down politics. The White House staff changes. You know, governor's race, and we'll see exactly what Michael thinks in that regard. And Commissioner Joseph Esposito, New York City Commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management. Joe Esposito is a great guy. And we're going to talk about storm preparations in the 9 o'clock hour because it is coming in. But I feel foolish, Frankie and Alan. Good morning and great to see you. We're here, by the way. We're locked and loaded for you. All I remember, Frankie.
Thankfully, you took my advice.
Because I was all dressed up yesterday.
Right.
Well, Margot said I looked good, so it was worth it wearing that outfit. Well, so.
Well, that's at night, though. That's 6 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Right. Exactly.
Coming in, I was all decked out yesterday. But it was video. We did our video stream. Look, if 12 people are going to watch us, I'm going to go on a video stream. So then I go, all right, after I left you guys, I walk down to Modell's, and I get this outfit. So I got the jeans, good jeans for $19.
Very
$19.
It looks comfortable.
Work jeans. And then they got an Under Armour. They got all the fancy schmancy. By the way, I got a fancy schmancy. I got Nike underneath. So thank you, Mitchell Modell, and all his great team over there in Broadway. Bruni and everybody taking care of me. I got the boots. I needed the new boots. Michael keeps taking my stuff, my big boy. My Michael, because we're like the same shoe size. He's 15 years old.
Gotcha.
He's like my size. And I said, where's that shoe? Oh, my shoes are gone. He's wearing my jackets. You know what I mean? Which is so cute.
And the way you are as a germaphobe. You wouldn't take that stuff back.
When it's your kids, that's a great point.
Oh
no, I will take.
So the germs are transferable if it's familiar.
If green comes out of one of my children's nose, I am wiping it with my bare hands.
Wow.
And not even thinking.
Really?
About it. Oh yeah. I've had children. Excuse me. It's early in the morning. Forgive me. When I remember this, right? I was about to step on stage.
You're gonna have French toast.
Charlie felt a little nauseous. We were at the State Theater, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Charlie tosses her cookies. On all over my shoes.
All right.
And you know, you can't. And you know what I did? I said, let me just wipe that out. Joey was, if he was a year old, and we were flying Los Angeles to New York, and the plane was about to take off. I had the baby in my arm. At the time, you kept the babies in your arm.
So I'll be right back.
I know. Listen. So we're taking off the plane, 747, lifting off the ground, and Joey just, with all that milk stuff all over my lap.
Yeah.
So, but I wore it as a badge of honor.
Nice. Frank, any vomiting stories you'd like to get into?
No.
After 6?
The more stories I hear like that, the less likely I want to.
Let me tell you the end of that.
You hungry
your
over
kids,
there?
I'll hold on.
Right in.
I'll hold on my French toast. That's it. But if when it's your kid, you do. They could you know, do
it. Yeah, all right. Well, now we got it.
Did you change diapers or did you not?
Of course I did.
See?
Yeah, but like that. That was years ago, and I don't ever want to do that again.
Good.
And we're
did
good.
Did you wear rubber gloves when you change your diapers?
No.
Me neither. You don't. Not. It's your kid, man. Right. It's a badge of honor.
Yeah, right in the muck.
Warriors! Dad right, Warriors!
Get right in the muck. It's all right. It's a,
you know. Wear rubber gloves. I've never seen a parent do that. I'm sure
that
would
be funny?
Wait a second. Hold it. Let me get the gloves on.
You know what's so funny? How to give your child a complex. Put on gloves before you touch them. Don't come near me. No, but it's your kid.
Well, I had
drool,
to do that last year with my kid.
They drool, they look, they do anything, you know. Hey, right, Debbie, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, yeah,
I
definitely.
Had to do that last year with my son because of germs,
yes,
because of my white blood
cells.
Right,
you're right.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
But it did teach him a very valuable lesson because there were times that he wasn't washing his hands properly and he would get sick. And when he saw what was going on with me, he washes his hands constantly now. He's always, you know, the hygiene is important.
Yeah, in the hospital particularly.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to get this thing tomorrow. I'm just dying about that.
Oh, wait. Are you getting the colonoscopy?
Oh, damn.
Getting both.
Starting tomorrow?
Two for the price of one.
Order now, and you can get the endoscopy and the colonoscopy.
You can't
two
have
for the price
shows.
Of one.
You
have Deb, we're hoping that it's only tomorrow, not starting tomorrow and goes through for the weekend.
Wait. Does that mean you have to not eat today?
Yep.
Like so you can't have any French toast right now?
I'm going to eat French toast. I think it's at midnight you stop.
Yeah, it's later in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're not supposed to eat.
Deb, there's got to be, and we'll go to break.
Talk about getting sick.
There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. There's got to. It's the 21st century, and I say to all the gastroenterologists out there, and I have the best one, by the way.
I have a great one, too.
Yeah, but can they invent something? Now, they say if they x-ray you, virtually for that colonoscopy, that's not half as good as what you got to do. There's got to be a better way, Deb. I'm just saying.
I know. I was so sick when I had my colonoscopy.
It's because it's the stuff you've got to drink,
it
right?
It is so horrible.
Yes,
I thought I had the flu. I was like, am I sick? I couldn't stop throwing up.
That's
it's horrible.
Why I am taking the day off tomorrow for that fear.
You have to, yeah. Joe, we're going to have to pray for you.
Please. But you got to get it done, and especially once you have cancer, once they diagnose you with cancer, then you got to get it done 2 to 4 years. You got to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get it done and be a good soldier.
Good.
You know, hey, 6:21, Debbie's on the roads for you. We got a lot to talk about this morning, yes. And, you know, before the storm comes in, hopefully people are staying home, Deb. But right now, what are we looking like on the roads?
Well, Joe, we do have a couple of problems already. Sunrise Highway eastbound is closed up by 112. It's a two-car accident. LIE West at 111, an accident there. LIRR on a regular schedule. Metro North, a reduced schedule. New Jersey Transit cross-honoring system-wide. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow for snow removal. Metered parking rules in effect. If you're heading to 59th Street here in town by Columbus Circle, watch out for an accident involving a garbage truck went into a building. Lots of cancellations at our airports as well. Brought to you by Boston Market. Remember your dinner table. Time to fill it up with food and family. It's the Boston Market, 2 for $22. Two complete meals for $22. Your choice of two mains, two sides each, two drinks, and two desserts. Brought to you by Boston Market. Dinner is always ready. Checking in on the forecast, that mix of rain and snow beginning now. The temperature will be in the mid-30s throughout the day, and then that chance of snow 100% for this afternoon. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches, and watch for windy conditions. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. Or visit their website, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Some statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want your thin hair to feel and look thicker? With Viviscal, the number one drug-free healthy hair supplement in the U.S., two little tablets is all it takes, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free plus free shipping. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within, and we guarantee you'll love your hair growth results. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by doctors. Here's what dermatologist Dr. John Laura has to say about Viviscal.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
It's so easy to try Viviscal. Call right now for a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call 800-335-6708. That's 800-335-6708. 800-335-6708.
Hey, Piscopo, in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. 625 on AM 970. The answer, Parian and Sons, Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry since 96 years. I can't believe that. Diamond engagement rings for almost 100 years. And they're right there in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And you know everybody. And I know you hear about Parian and Sons. Everybody's going to Parian and Sons. Why? Because they are real jewelers. They service. They repair. They restore. I need that for myself. It's bring in your old jewelry. And now this old guy is going to bring in my old jewelry, and I'm going to pick it up at Parian and Sons. It's going to look like new. I'm so excited. I'll go over there next week now. We're having a date. We go over there. And if you're getting engaged, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. When you buy a diamond, it's a character that cut the you know, the quality and the carat of the diamond, the clarity. You just want a great diamond. It's how you think you look at a diamond and that's a diamond. No, you got to go to Parian and Sons, and you've got to get Katie and Lisa and Debbie and Maria, Glenn Parian. Look, they will walk you through exactly the great quality of a diamond, and only they know it, Parian and Sons. Plus, they offer that diamond buyback guarantee. Come on, you got to go to Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Fly Me to the Moon. Here it is. It's Regina Margo right now.
This man playing the piano is going to take me by the hand.
Lead me down the path, baby.
And he going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight. And directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
That's the best. Now, here's a nice note I got. I recently took a bus tour from Florida, visited Jacksonville. That's where I went to school, St. Augustine, in Amelia Island. On the way back from Florida, we stopped in North Carolina to visit the Ava Gardner Museum. Listen to this. Now, I thought you'd particularly enjoy the enclosed bookmark with a picture of Ava and your favorite singer. And there is a bookmark of Ava Gardner and Mr. Sinatra together. Love your show. Keep up the good work. That's from Geraldine. Geraldine, thank you, and God bless you. And I was just talking to Margo Katsimatidis about this. We had a great story, if you didn't hear John and I talking about it, where John took Frank Sinatra, John Katsimatidis, on his jet. John, pilot, has like 4,000 hours on one of those Gulfstream jets. It flew the old man to Greece to perform. And then they were there before the show or something. And Margo walked past Mr. Sinatra. Mr. Sinatra took Margo's hand. Great story. I can't hear this story enough. And the old man just stared at Margo. And Margo said, "Mr. Sinatra, are you okay?" And the old man says to Margo Katsimatidis, "You remind me of the greatest love of my life." Like, boom. And he had a tear in his eye. This is what Margo will tell you the story. Now, who was that? So we're at dinner last night. Who was that? Who was the old man talking about when he addressed the beautiful Margo? Had to be Ava. That was the love of Mr. Sinatra's life, I would think. With due respect, by the way, to Mrs. Sinatra, who's still alive at 101, Nancy Sinatra, still from Hoboken, New Jersey, with the girls in California. But isn't that a wild story? It's got to be Eva, right, Frankie?
I don't know. We can only speculate. Yeah, could be Mia Farrow.
No, that was like, what he did with Mia, where he goes, look, I don't want you doing films anymore.
And this is Rosemary's Baby.
She's doing Rosemary's Baby. So she goes, no, I have to do this film. And he asked her not to do the film. And then she said, I'm doing the film. So he sends her divorce papers, serves the papers on the set of Rosemary's Baby.
Robert Evans, great producer of The Godfather Part 1, 2, and a number of other films. It's a great documentary, a great book about him called The Kid Stays in the Picture. And Mia had agreed to relent to Sinatra's ultimatum and to back out of the film.
Is that right?
And then Robert Evans has the editors show her a compilation of how she looked and how those scenes with her looked in that movie. Yeah, and you could tell right away it was going to be a masterpiece. And then she told Sinatra, go ahead, take a walk.
Man, she was 19. Why would you go out with a young woman like that? Hey, look at this. It's like Ava Gardner Museum. Look at this. Smithfield, North Carolina, I-95, exit 95. The Ava Gardner. Was she from North Carolina? I guess she was, right? This is wild. So thank you, Geraldine. Thanks for sending this. Oh, who would have thought an Ava Gardner? And look at the old man with the shirt and tie on with Ava. Yeah. So anyway, I can't talk enough about the old man. Fascinating, fascinating individual, Francis Albert. 6:30 with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, so give me a breakdown, please. Exactly. Yeah, Joe Lumberg's going to join us. But I see today it's going to be, and I'm reading here, rain and snow. Right, becoming all snow after 7 a.m. This is New York, Albert.
It is snowing now. It's just a little too warm for it to be sticking to the ground. So the majority of the storm is going to take place anytime after the rush hour this morning, all day, afternoon, and into the evening. It'll probably taper off around 8, 9 o'clock tonight.
Were you from Staten Island? Originally Staten Island.
Yes, originally from Staten Island.
You say all like a true Jersey guy. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Absorbing the Jersey accent.
Appreciate it.
Do you say all in Staten Island? All? All, no, you say regular.
You
all,
should hear my all, first sportscast.
All. But if you're from Jersey, it's all, call, bag, right. chocolate.
Well, give we weed out call. The Staten Islanders that speak like Jerseyites. We ship them right over.
Coffee.
Anyway, look, possibly mixed with sleet, high near 37, wind chill value. Values or the wind chill values. That's a new term.
David Letterman term. He hates the wind chill.
Yeah, I know, really. Between 25 and 30, breezy with an east wind. Augusta's high is 37. All right, tonight rain and snow, possibly mixed with sleet before 10 p.m. So we're looking. All right, see, total daytime snow and sleet accumulation, 3 to 7 inches possible. I'm reading the New York City forecast. And so that means in the boondocks, we're going to get a foot and a half.
Yeah, you're going to get significant snow out by where you live. As you go further out on Long Island, they're going to get little to no accumulation of snow. In fact, I think in Montauk, they're talking basically 1 to 3 inches. But the further west you go, the more snow you're going to get. And we're kind of on that line between the city here that portions of the city, Manhattan, Upper Manhattan, the Bronx, portions of Staten Island could get a significant amount of snow, whereas in Brooklyn and Queens, the further east that you go, you're going to get less snow. So it all depends on where the storm system is setting up, but they're talking 6 to 10 inches. You may get 10 to 16, you know, where you're at. And if you go further north, you're talking a lot of snow. And that's a big problem for people up in Westchester County because you have so many people that still don't have power. And now they're getting snow on top of
it.
And
I have to say, the lack of leadership throughout this storm has been so disheartening. The lack of leadership in the state of New Jersey and Governor Cuomo, every time there's a political situation, the governors get together and then they say, oh, it's anti-Trump this. Oh, there's an immigrant here. Oh, gun control that. They forget about, and it's so important to note this, please. They forget about you and I and the taxes that we pay and the people that are the utility workers. And to tweet out inexcusable that there's no power. That's your job as a politician, as the chief executive of the state. You get your go to Modell's and get your boots that I got to get your $19 jeans. Get on those big cranes that the utility workers are working. Get behind a garbage truck. Sit in with the sanitation workers. Step up and help the people. It's all politics. But when it comes, Frankie Five Boroughs, to helping us and we're getting our taxpayer dollar, something for our taxpayer dollar, anything for our taxpayer dollar, These politicians, they have no initiative. And this is what's going to happen. And listen to Joey, because I have a street sense. The progressives and the socialists are trying to take over the country. They don't know how to take care of the people. They want to enable us. They want us to be minions. They want us to walk around. Oh, another snowstorm? Oh, okay. I'll trudge through the snow. They don't take care. They don't know how to do public services. They don't know how to respect us and give. All they know how to do is raise the taxes and take away all of our civil liberties. That's exactly what's happening here. I'm done with it.
You know, I am a little disappointed in both Governor Murphy and Governor Cuomo. I expected better from them in that I have still, as we're in day three of the run-up to this storm, I have still not heard either of them find a way to blame Donald Trump for this storm. And I would have expected better from these guys. These guys have demonstrated...
It's early yet, Frankie.
Right. We'll see where we are by this time tomorrow. Right. But so far, these guys better... If they want to run in 2020, any of these guys, they better find a way to blame the president.
But Governor Murphy yesterday says... Now, I understand why part of the reason why they couldn't get the utility companies out on Friday and Saturday because of the... Well, the high winds were a problem of putting those guys on buckets.
Should have been prepared.
It has nothing to do with
prepared. Yes, it does. It has all to do with being prepared. You have to be prepared. You have to prepare. When you're a governor, you sit down and you go, what can happen? Hold it. Small nuclear device being detonated, God forbid, the port of Newark. Okay. With all those containers, there must be something happening there. Have a press conference there. Say, we got this locked and loaded. Go onto a pilot ship. Get onto a boat. Go out to the New York Harbor. Take a look at the boats that are coming in. What are they bringing in? Preparedness. Safety. Taking care of the citizens. What does the grid look like? What does your electric grid look like? Don't tell me about a sanctuary state. Don't tell me about selling marijuana. Take care of the people.
All right. So my issue with Governor Murphy is the fact that he came out yesterday and said that he's calling other utility companies for assistance. Well, that was Tuesday. The storm was on Friday.
Right. That's,
that's where he wasn't prepared.
That's
now, some of the utility companies couldn't get things fixed because of the high winds. You can't put those guys on buckets in high winds because they could topple and fall over, and that creates a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So I understand that part of it. But you knew the storm was coming. That's where you should have been prepared so that on Sunday you could get these things taken care of and not wait till Tuesday to say, hey, we're calling New York to see if they can assist us. Well, New York has its own problems. Yeah. There are other states that have their own problems. He should have been on the ground ready to go on Friday. And he was not. He was too busy walking in St. Paddy's Day parades.
Feeble lack
of
leadership.
He could have canceled those parades and taken care of business in the state. That's where he's
wrong. They don't care. It's all politics. It's all anti-Trump. When it comes to creating revenue and cutting taxes, cutting spending, they have no idea. Let's blame Donald Trump for everything. And Frank is right. Somebody's going to blame, well, we don't have the federal money for this. They're going to say they're going to blame the president and some. And it's time to just stop it. Just stop it, step up, and
help
the
best thing that Murphy did by declaring a state of emergency last night is that that activates a federal response to get funds quicker when they need it. He'll end up blaming
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and listen, everybody's open to call. I wish the governors would call and say, look, this is what we have in place, and now we have new grids in place. But even if, we'll go to news, but I get fired up when I see us, when we're so neglected. People are without power. Thousands of New Jerseyans are without power. And you think it's okay without power. They're in hotel rooms. You upend their life. My kids' schools are still closed. Why? There was no power at the schools.
Right.
Now the power came on. Now they have to check out. The roads are a mess in Hunterdon County. They don't care about us. Trust me, it's all going to be some kind of political witch hunt they're going to start, and they will. Frank's right. They will blame. They will go, we went to federal money, and now you know what? We don't have the federal money. It's Donald Trump's fault.
No, you know what it is? In the end, they'll fix everything, and then who gets the cost for it? You do, as the consumer. You will end up paying more because they'll go, well, we got to upgrade the infrastructure again. We're going to pass on that. We're going to pass that on to you instead of, hey, I paid my bill on time.
Even if the governor said, look, this fell into my lap. I thought the grids were taken care of and they're not. And I would have thought that Governor Christie would have taken care of the grids. And he did actually after Sandy. It was good for a long time. Now it's all south. And you're just totally disregarding the citizens of New York and New Jersey, guys. I talked to the politicians running the state. It's inexcusable. Inexcusable response. 6:37 Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Hey, let's go to news. Al's got all the local news live and local. We'll track this storm for you as it comes in, swings into New York, and hopefully we're trying to take care of you. And you might want to just plain stay off the road. And the one good thing that the governor of New Jersey did declare a state of emergency, closed the state offices. So New Jersey is shut down in that regard, and that is a good, wise move. 6:38 Piscopo in the morning. Big Al got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
34 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The biggest city in New Jersey has declared a state of emergency in light of today's storm. Newark City officials have announced that there's no trash pickup citywide. Residents are reminded that storm-related parking bans will be enforced, which means you might get towed if you curb your car on streets where snowstorm parking is not permitted. As for driveways, walkways, and sidewalks, property owners are responsible for clearing snow. A New York City lawmaker wants changes filed against the driver who ran a red light and plowed into pedestrians, killing two children in Brooklyn. Councilman Brad Lander says driver Dorothy Bruns had been ticketed multiple times in the past. NYPD says Bruns suffered a medical episode which caused her to lose control of the car at 9th Street and 5th Avenue in Park Slope on Monday. Councilman Lander says Bruns has a variety of health problems and should not have been driving. Police took her driver's license on Tuesday. No charges have been filed. In sports, Knicks hung with the Trailblazers for a half before losing 111-87 in Portland. Nets couldn't keep up with the Warriors, losing 114-101 at Golden State. The Rangers couldn't get any of 31 shots past Steve Mason in a 3-0 loss to the Jets. Devils built a 6-1 lead late in the second period, had to hold on to beat the Canadiens 6-4 at the Rock. College hoops, Syracuse moves on to the second round of the ACC tournament. They'll take on North Carolina tonight. We'll have the game with tip-off set for 9:30. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on 59th Street, getting into Columbus Circle, watch out for an accident with a garbage truck right into a building. You'll see a lot of activity there. Traffic is moving okay at the inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland. Traffic very light this morning. 8095 South Rapid, exit 69, getting down through the area of Bergen County. Watch for an accident in the express lanes. Now, if you're heading to the airport, numerous cancellations already. D-Train, we're seeing delays, and it's all due to some ongoing issues with signal problems. D and the N delays. Metro North on a reduced weekday schedule. New Jersey Transit is cross-honoring system-wide. LIRR on a regular schedule. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge and at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Snow this morning and winds increasing throughout the afternoon. We'll see about 8 to 12 inches approximately for today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by CC's. New crust, new sauce, New York style pizza. Now at CC's. Grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CC's. Prices vary, restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org. Thank you.
Membership means more events with the New York Islanders.
Sets up Bailey, score!
Receive exclusive access to events with your favorite players, like the annual Meet the Team Party with a 2018-19 membership.
Snapped it toward the net, Lee in front, backhand, it scores!
To learn more about how you can meet the team, call 844-33-ISLES or visit islanders.nhl.com/events.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Eric Metaxas. A show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. We have a storm. A storm is coming in, yes. And please prepare. Please stay the heck home. All right, we want to go to John Davitt right now. He's from a New York one. He's going to break down exactly what's happening in the storm and give us a timeline. John, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Joe Piscopo. I'm doing all right. I just can't believe we're talking snow. This is March. We're setting the clocks ahead on Sunday. The Mets have their home opener in about 25 days, and here we go again.
We're setting our clocks ahead on Sunday. Gosh, you're good, man. I forgot all about that. This is wild. Well, John, how bad is the storm going to be, pal?
But you know what? It's going to be really intense in the afternoon. So a lot of people are waking up now. They're looking out their window, and they see some snow falling.
Exactly.
It doesn't look too bad. It's not really sticking. Temperature's right around the freezing mark. But we are going to see huge changes this afternoon. We're talking about really intense snow bands setting up between noon this afternoon and 5 o'clock. So you may get to work. You may get to school if it's open.
Yeah.
But trying to get back home, that's going to be really tough because the most intense part of the storm will be during that evening rush. So think twice before you go in.
Yeah. So how many inches in almost 3 to 7 in New York?
Yeah, Midtown's probably going to look at 5-6 inches, but it's such a wide spread. It is March after all, so southern areas along the ocean, hey, you're going to mix with rain, so you're going to be maybe 2 to 4 inches. But hey, if you're in the Bronx, Westchester, Morris County, New Jersey, you're talking 10, 12 inches, no problem. And if you go up to Orange County, you're talking 15 plus. People are going to be skiing into April.
And then how long this lasts? I mean, I'm trying to track. I always try to track myself as I talk to our guy, Joe Lumberg, on the station. I always track to see, okay, so it'll go to what, like 10, 11 tonight, and then it slows down?
It definitely slows down by 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
But you could still see some flakes falling as late as 10 o'clock. But if you're thinking about, hey, what time do I have to get out there and start cleaning up?
Yeah.
I'd say about 8 o'clock tonight's a good chance. It's a good time to head out.
Wow, man. Did they give the storm a name yet, John?
I've given it a lot of names. It's given me a lot of headaches. So I don't think we can repeat any of those on the radio. But this one, last one was Riley. I think this one is Quinn.
Quinn, the mighty Quinn. Well, that's a good one. The name storm.
Yeah, the mighty Quinn.
I love it, man. And so this will go in now. And with those wind, we're not going to have the wind we had over the weekend, right? It won't be that bad.
No. You got that term bomb cyclone going around.
Yeah,
winter.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to compare last, if Friday was a bomb cyclone, this one is a baby bomb.
All right, John. When do we get the summer wind? Came blowing in from across the sea. When's it going to stop?
Whoa.
John, no. We got.
You know this? Yeah. I don't see any more storms after this, but I don't see a big warm-up. It could take really until St. Patrick's Day to break out of this chilly pattern.
Wow, man. All right, John Davitt from New York One, the chief meteorologist over there, taking time with us this morning. So we're looking, you're thinking about on a timeline, John, before we let you go, and thank you for your time indeed. You're looking like noonish. We're going to start getting really slammed, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
That's when you're going to look out your window. You're going to go, hey, this is for real.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, and it runs right through to about 7, 8, even up to 10 o'clock.
Yeah, worst of it will be over by 6 or 7, but could be flaked as late as 10. Going to be a rough one.
John, we always appreciate you joining us, my friend. Be careful out there, John, and thank you so much.
You too, Joe. All right.
All right, man. John Davitt right there, chief meteorologist for New York One. So now I got the timeline. Joe Lumberg will be with us as well throughout the morning from our weather answer desk to break it down for exactly what's happening. Arthur Idala is going to join us about this Prococo trial. Very, very interesting. Arthur's not been wrong in his prediction. Not to put pressure on Mr. Idala, but you don't want to miss Arthur in the 7 o'clock hour. John Catsimatidis coming on also this morning. John, don't forget, Cats at Night. Oh, yeah. And that is at 5 p.m. Who's producing that show out? Do we know? Who's producing that show?
Oh, some guy named, what's his name again?
I love Frank.
Morano, I think. Yeah, Morano.
Frank, I said to John.
At least to get it started.
I said to Mr. Catsimatidis yesterday, I said, who's producing the show? It's all roads always lead to Morano. Poor Frankie. Not poor. I know you love working with us. With
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You do.
Absolutely.
That wasn't too enthusiastic the way he said that.
Right. Well, it was half true. Yeah.
And then you're working with the great Catsimatidis. So what are you going to do all day? That angel envy? Where's that bourbon?
I have plenty of things to do. I have a to-do list that only continues to grow. But I'd like to try to find a place to take a nap because I am battling this cold. But we'll see. I have a lot of calls to catch up on.
You go to my office.
I appreciate that.
Listen to this.
Is so cold.
It freezes the cold.
We put the meat. from David Burke. The meat went in my office.
Right.
Yeah. Still there?
Yeah.
There's a guy. Some guy named Dominic showed up. He hung a body in my office.
It would preserve there for years. It's freezing. You can see your breath in there. So we'll see. I'm not worried about that. But then, big
thank
you.
Can I get a heater? You know what we need in my office? Look, can we stand that for a second?
Insulation?
Yeah,
you think? I mean, that's the first step.
You know, we're in one of the most pristine buildings in New York, and this really is.
It's pristine. It's frozen.
Well, because it was built in 1700. It's beautiful, but my God, they'd open it. They didn't have insulation back then.
No, you know? Apparently
so,
not.
So what we have to do is we have to, I think, get one of those space-age heaters, you know, and like a nice heater. I saw Mike Gallagher's office. You were with me, Frankie. Mike Gallagher, God bless him. Love Mike. Great guy. Great broadcaster. Right. 10 o'clock, AM 970 answer. Excuse me. TV. Heater. Excuse me. Air purifier.
A doorman. There was classical music.
White glove doorman. Welcome to Mr. Gallagher's office. He will be with you momentarily. I get any of that?
Perfume gets spritzed every few minutes.
Right.
He's got stained glass windows. Mike, we love you.
It's hors d'oeuvres. There's a platter of hot hors d'oeuvres.
Maybe we could get a heater, and I'm talking about, you know what I saw online? They have, rather than the burlap couch, the Crowley couch, which we love and very grateful, they found it on the curb somewhere on 10th Avenue. I think they said, that's good. That's good for Piscopo. So I think what we got to do is get one of those day beds that don't look like a bed. But
Futon.
Yeah, futon. Is that futon? Is that where you put the cheese in the thing?
No.
That's crouton. Crouton, the fondue thing. So whatever we need something like that and then a heater, and then we'll be fine.
I agree with you.
They're not putting the heat on in that corner of the building. But my office, Phil Boyce's office, that whole wing. Because it's the
very
corner.
Cool.
It's the corner, right? Right or wrong?
But you're right. No, well, it's right near the window. I get that it's chilly, but it's. I'm not disputing the circumstances that led to the conditions there. It's just cold. It's too cold to sleep.
Real quick for the two of you. Trivia question. The gentleman was born on this date, March 6th, 1906. I will give you a hint.
It's Lou Costello.
There you go.
How did you?
Born on this date 112 years ago.
Let me just preface this before we go to traffic. You could bring Debbie in, Albert. Yeah. We're talking, Al gives me a whole dissertation on President John Tyler. Is that his name?
Yes. Oh, we have to get into that.
Okay,
that's a great story.
So Al's giving me John Tyler, and we'll tell you why in a second. So then I go to Frankie, John Tyler, and before I finish my sentence, he goes, he followed William A. Harrison. He knew Harrison. And then he gave me the whole history and the biography of Harrison and Tyler together. How did you know it was Lou Costello's birthday?
Well, I checked. I always check whoever's birthday
I should know
is.
That. That's Paterson, New Jersey, baby. Yeah. That's an Italian from Paterson, New Jersey. He was born in 1906.
That's correct.
One of the truly great comics of our time.
Absolutely.
And there's a statue there in Paterson.
As there should be.
Of Lou Costello.
Big thank you to Vinny Recuglia for the egg sandwiches.
Vinny, we love you, man. We love you. He put these egg sandwiches. Deb, you got to come hang with us, Deb. We got food.
I know. You guys, the only thing is it's too cold over there.
You would bring some warmth to the whole studio into my office.
Right.
Oh, it's freezing. It is freezing. Me and Phil, forget about it. I'm telling you.
But we need to talk about President Tyler.
Yeah,
it's a great story. He's your hero, Joe.
We will. Yeah. 6:51 with Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Hey, Deb, how are we doing out there? Are people going to stay home at least? Is it lightening up this morning already?
Well, in Jersey, you know, that state of emergency was declared, so probably a lot of people will stay home. We'll see how things shake down. But it looks like on the D train right now, we're seeing some slowdowns on the downtown D and N trains with some ongoing signal problems. New Jersey Transit will cross honoring if you are venturing out and heading to Metro North. That's on a reduced schedule for today. Speeds are reduced on parts of the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway down to 45 miles per hour. Watch out for slowdowns over on 8095 southbound, that ramp and exit 69 express lanes, accident on the ramp. The roads are wet. Hudson River crossings very light, though, so it looks like a lot of people stayed home. 59th Street by Columbus Circle, that garbage truck into a building over there here in town. Traffic is slowing down just a bit on the LIE westbound. Some stop-and-go traffic heading out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Sunrise Highway is still closed eastbound at 112. With an ongoing investigation, speeds down at the Tappan Zee Bridge and the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
For a limited time, Wendy's Quarter Pound Double Stack is just $1. That's right, a tasty two-story tower of melty cheese made with fresh, never-frozen beef for just $1. And since Wendy's Double Stack has a whole quarter pound of beef, it's the best double cheeseburger you can get for just $1. But a deal this big doesn't come around every day. So get a quarter pound double stack at Wendy's, because it won't be a dollar forever.
Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada at participating Wendy's.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accu-Check and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you make plans to join me, Hugh Hewitt, and Larry Elder on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise. Sail around and explore some of the world's most beautiful islands. Then at night, we're going to gather together for a special time discussing a fresh course for this nation, Trump, and more. The 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaii Cruise sets sail beginning August 11th for 7 days. For all the details, visit am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Snow mixed with rain at times this morning. That snow will be heavy at times this afternoon and early tonight before ending toward midnight. Increasingly windy later today. The total snow accumulation of 6 to 12 inches in and near the city. More than a foot in some northern and western suburbs. 3 to 6 inches at the Jersey Shore and on Long Island. Roads will be snow-packed and slippery. The weight of the heavy, wet snow combined with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour this afternoon and early tonight may bring down some trees and power lines again, the high today 35. Windy and cold late tonight, though 32. Tomorrow, blustery and chilly with clouds and sun, high 42. For Friday, times of clouds and sun, breezy and chilly with a snow shower, the high again 42. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I went to Moe's yesterday. I'm telling you, I had a couple seconds. I did not go home, and I said I went to Moe's. I walked down Broadway, and I went to Modell's right there in Broadway, and I got everything. I got my $19 jeans. I got my boots. I got a Nike shirt in and out, and I got like this nice sweatshirt. All great deals. If you need anything, by the way, Mitchell and company really ramped up everything you can get at Modell's. Spectacular now. And not only all the sports things, not only all the baseball gloves, not only every sport that you need, the clothes there alone for great deals. You can get all that stuff. So thank you. Thank you, Modell's, for always, being there for us. So now I'm all dressed up, nowhere to go. You're telling me it's 6:56 right now.
Yeah.
It's going to start coming in
about 11,
now.
About 11 o'clock noon, it's going to really ramp up, and it's going to be bad. I'm hoping to be out of here by 11 o'clock.
So and if I got to make a trek out to West Jersey, I better go. You know,
you'll be fine it the whole way. I'm telling you, you've got to leave right after the show.
I know, but I'm afraid because I'll take the day tomorrow to take care of myself. And right. You got to do it. You got to take care of your medical stuff. And I say it jokingly. And yes, it's a pain in the neck. Please, it's just.
And elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but it's so.
Well, you're talking about vomiting.
You take a day, and then you take care of yourself. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. We'll be back Friday, but the power for a lot of people, including my kids' schools, finally came on last night. What's going to happen tonight? Now, is the power going to go off again? I mean, how do we? It's the 21st century. No one's watching the store.
Lines should have been buried underground a long time ago, and they weren't. Yeah. And now, if they want to do that, it's going to cost money. It's cheaper to put up a pole and string a wire than it is to put the thing underground.
Oh, God. I tell you, one day I'm going to come in.
You know, I adjusted those headphones before you came in this morning so the wire wouldn't catch.
I don't want to say nothing. It just gives me such immense respect for you guys because you've been here for how many years have you been here?
Frankie? 8 years.
8 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, we're just talking about the wires and they were cramped. And, when I go to every other radio studio, everywhere, including the Salem stations around the country. Mm-hmm. It's like beautiful. It's open. It's spacey. But nice. It gives us an edge in the morning. We can get a little cranky. A little cranky.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. No, is it hot in here?
WD-40. No. Huh? You're dressed up like Nanook in the North. You can take the sweatshirt off.
Oh, did I? Said, oh, my gosh. Hey, 6:58. It's all about the weather, and we'll be talking about it, you know what, right at the top of the hour as well. Al will give you a breakdown. Arthur Idala coming up in the next hour as well with John Katsimatidis coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.